Morning, Faith Covenant Church. Good morning. Welcome to worship. We're so glad you're here. Whether you're a regular attender or a visitor with us, it is a joy to be together. Here at Faith Covenant, we are connecting people to life in Christ and community. Today, we're going to go about our service in a bit of a different way. We're not going to have maybe some typical elements you might expect to see in a service, a sermon, things like that. Today's going to be a lot of worship. As those of you who've been here know, we've been working our way through the book of Revelation. Nate finished it off last Sunday. And as one final Sunday in our series, we're going to journey through the book of Revelation one last time. Through scripture and song, we are going to praise our coming King. So let's start at the beginning with a word from Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen." The scripture describes the coming of Jesus on the clouds. Revelation depicts King Jesus as both the Lion of Judah, a promised ruler, and the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. So I invite you to stand and sing with us as we praise our coming King, the Lion and the Lamb. Amen. After this opening vision of King Jesus, we hear seven letters to the seven churches. In these letters, the primary message is a call to repentance and steadfastness. The last letter includes this invitation from Revelation 3. "To those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." As you can see from this text, Christ rebukes and disciplines his churches. He calls us to repentance and to resurrender. This next song is exactly that, a cry of repentance. We must return to holiness and resurrender our lives to Jesus. Jesus stands at the door of our hearts and knocks. Let's open to him as we sing.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to worship here at Faith Covenant Church. My name is Nate Hickox. I'm the senior pastor here, and it's my joy to welcome you to this morning's worship service. At Faith, we are here connecting people to life in Christ and community, and we want you to experience that life in Christ today, that worship and joy that comes from his presence, that comes from his glory, and we want you to experience that life in community as well as we worship him alongside our brothers and sisters. I'm just excited for today, and I hope you are too. I want to welcome all of our guests. Welcome to those joining us online. If you're visiting with us this morning, we'd love to welcome you. If you can fill out the Connect card that is in the seat in front of you and take that to our community hub at the end of the service, we'd love to greet you. And there's some helpful information on there, just navigating our service and our time together. As Jonathan mentioned, we are navigating through the book of Revelation through scripture and song today, because that book really invites us to worship our glorious God. These visions of who God is around the throne, remembering how glorious and amazing and majestic he is, amen? And so that's why we feel it's appropriate to take that step to invite you to adore him and praise him this morning. And so I want to invite you, as we go through this service, just to be free in worship. We talked about embodied worship. So be free to raise your hands, to express with joy how good God is. We have these kneelers up here. In some traditions, you come to the altar because you need some time with God. You need to kneel before him. If that's something that you feel led to do this morning, feel free to do that. If you feel led to give a shout of praise, do that. Just be free in worship this morning. And on this journey, our children have been going with us. So after these seven letters that we see in the book of Revelation, the seven letters to the churches, it shifts to a vision of the throne room of heaven. And John sees someone sitting around the throne who had the appearance of jasper and ruby. There was shining like emerald a rainbow around the throne. And the 24 elders on 24 thrones were around the throne, and there were four living creatures that likely symbolize all of creation. And John says, day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders, they fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and they say, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. As we go into these next few songs, I invite you to keep that vision of the throne room in your mind of how glorious God is. Day and night, this unceasing worship of his glory. I invite you to lay the crown of your life, the crown of your heart before God. You might desire to kneel or sit or come forward or bow. However you feel led, let's worship this King of Kings. So I invite you to stand and worship our God, who is holy, holy, holy.
As creation beholds the glory of God on his throne, the scene shifts. John sees a scroll with seven seals in the right hand of God on the throne. This scroll presumably contains that which will reveal and enact God's plan of final redemption. An angel commences a worldwide search of anyone who would be worthy to open this scroll. Revelation 5 says, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and I wept because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Only Jesus is the worthy one. Only Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life and thus can accomplish his plan of universal redemption. The elder describes the Lion of Judah, and yet John turns and he sees a lamb looking like it had been slain, coming forward to take the scroll. And worship breaks out. They sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. These next two songs help us to enter into that moment of proclaiming Christ's worthiness of this multicultural kingdom. Let's join our voices to proclaim this.
Take a seat for a moment. After this time in the throne room, Jesus is declared this worthy one, and after this, God's plan of redemption is set in motion. And then Revelation shifts to mainly these scenes of these series of judgments that come upon the earth. Jesus opens the seven seals on the scroll. After that, we get seven trumpets and later seven bowls. In these segments, they show that God is really committed to making all things right. He is responding to the prayers of his people. He is responding to the prayers of the martyr under the altar. And to those who suffer under evil's power, they know this is really good news. This is really good news. For example, after the seventh trumpet, it says this in Revelation 11. and the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God, they fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." In Revelation, we see that God will not allow evil to continue to forever. That means that, friends, the sufferings and the trials they go through, they cannot compare to the glory that will be revealed to us, as the Apostle Paul talks about in the book of Romans. And part of our worship is joining in this thanksgiving of God coming to judge the world and make all things right, and that even now he is making all things new. And so I invite us to praise him for just that with his song, "He is Making All Things Right." You can be seated. So in the midst of all of those judgment scenes that we read through the book of Revelation, we encountered some enemies. We encountered Satan the dragon. We encountered the two beasts, the beast from the earth or the land, the beast from the sea, who wreak havoc upon the earth. We encountered Babylon the Great, that symbol of earthly power that oppresses and dominates the world. For John, this was Rome. But we know that throughout the world, this pattern continues. And in Revelation, we get some amazing promises. First, we are told how God's people will overcome the enemy. In Revelation 12, verse 10 through 11, it says, "I heard a loud voice in heaven say, 'Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.'" Oh, friends, let me just remind you, the accuser has been hurled down. There is no accusation against you. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He has been hurled down. And it says they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And then later on, we see in Revelation 19 that Babylon is defeated and condemned. The two beasts are thrown into the lake of fire. And in Revelation 20, after an interlude period, Satan joins them there as well. This all tells us that evil will be overthrown and defeated. In God's coming kingdom, in God's new creation, there will be no more evil, no more pain, no suffering. And one day we will stand with Jesus in victory. And as the song we're about to sing proclaims, Jesus will stand in victory over all thrones, over all dominions, over all powers, over all positions. His name will stand above them all. Above all the Babylons, above all the earthly kingdoms, above all powers, he will stand victorious. So would you stand with us and proclaim Jesus' glory and victory? And also during these next two songs, we want to offer prayer. Our prayer ministers will have four up front, two in the back. If you would like prayer for anything, we'd love to pray for you. Because Christ's victory is not just for when he comes again, but it's for your life right now. So if we can pray for you for anything that's on your heart, we'd love to pray. Come receive prayer as we stand and sing these songs. As we prepare for our last movement of worship this morning, the choir is about to sing for us. But we come back to the end of the book of Revelation. We get visions of what forever will be like. And it's like heaven coming to earth, friends. Heaven comes to earth. And it will be better than anything you could even imagine. We can't even fathom how glorious and amazing it's all going to be. I want to remind us that we believe in the resurrection. We believe in the resurrection of the body, that will be renewed bodies, healed bodies on this earth, walking with the Lord, with one another. This time is described like a wedding supper of the Lamb, this joyous occasion of celebration, and we will serve God there. You know, we're not told all the details, but I believe that means we're going to have stuff to do. We're not just going to be sitting on a cloud. Like, we're going to be serving God in joy forever and ever. And it's going to be more glorious than we could possibly fathom. But John does give us these words. I'm going to read from a few sections, Revelation 21 and 22. It says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And continuing on in Revelation 22, it says, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Amen. Let's invite the choir to come sing.